We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, friendly viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 87 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh Verong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on SEAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablessemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde.
In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero, and Pueblo Viejo, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Channel 38 on Cableva TV. In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASU Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In localidad Fontibón, in localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Río, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicana. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan-Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongog Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein in Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Union donates $165 million to benefit South African schools. In cultural news, an award-winning American poet emphasizes the importance of language to build bridges of understanding. In environmental news, Singapore preserves her wildlife. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 12th, the birth of the noble spiritual teacher Baha'u'llah, the founder of the Baha'i faith, is honored around the world. Born in Tehran, Iran in 1817, after receiving a revelation from God in 1852, Baha'u'llah shared the message of his heavenly mission. This was to bring about humankind's unity and spiritual rebirth, which would lead to a global peaceful society. He also proclaimed that throughout history, God sends divine messengers to assist in the spiritual advancement of humanity. The Baha'i faith community now includes more than 5 million individuals from over 2,000 ethnic and cultural backgrounds in over 230 countries and territories. May our Baha'i sisters and brothers have a blessed and uplifting day celebrating the birthday of the great sage Baha'u'llah.
Fly News, Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Haiti. Following a series of storms that plagued the island nation since late September and into October, more than 30 fatalities were reported, with many more injured and thousands of families affected. A majority of the more than 1 million survivors of the traumatic January 2010 quake had already been struggling without adequate food or jobs to provide for themselves. Meanwhile, local officials, the United Nations, and others have been working to assist some of the storm victims. Supreme Master Television's relief team member brought us a report.
Nos encontramos en Puerto Príncipe, Haití, donde la tormenta afectaron a todo el país, trayendo lluvias por aproximadamente una semana. Estas lluvias afectaron a más de 12.000 familias, dejándolas absolutamente sin nada.
Ça a vraiment fait nous triste, et là, comme ça, nous pas gagné manger pour nous bâtir mon yo.
Familias que han esperado durante muchos meses para poder obtener una tienda de campaña. Después de la emergencia que vivieron por el terremoto en enero del presente año. Estas familias ahora han perdido absolutamente todo y ahora deben dormir en las calles usando las rocas como almohadas y durmiendo sobre cartones.
Le gros vent ou la pluie vini et vent beauté tant là, là les avec lui sont prêts là pour tout le monde kende. Mais ça fait nous triste, nous demandons chaque jour combien de temps ça a duré, nous ne connaissons pas.
Expressing her condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated $15,000 to help the most desperate, asking our association members to check with officials to find out what aid was most required. This amount could purchase $535,000 in urgent supplies, if bought in the United States, based on Haiti's cost of living. Our association's relief teams from Costa Rica and Colombia first arrived in the neighboring Dominican Republic to work with the director of Santo Domingo Civil Defense, Mr. Luis Reyes, and Pastor Ezequiel Batista and his charity group in coordinating the purchase and delivery of food packages for 850 families.
Esta ayuda que pudimos recibir le sirvió para darle coraje y darle como ánimo para que ellas pudieran seguir adelante.
Maestra, mi nombre es Luis Rafael Reyes, director de la región Santo Domingo de la Defensa Civil. Primero queremos darle las gracias en nombre del pueblo haitiano por tan lindo desprendimiento para facilitarle la vida a tantas familias pobres que tiene este país. Maestra, gracias maestra por darnos la oportunidad de compartir. Muchas gracias.
Oui, nous remercions en pile avec Damien qui a chargé pour Kamsa et nous ne pouvons jamais oublier geste fait.
On a tout à l'heure envoyé, nous dit merci avec madame qui veut être là pour nous.
Reportando para Supreme Master Television desde Puerto Príncipe, Haití.
In response to this report on our association's relief work in Haiti, Supreme Master Ching Hai sent the following message. Please purchase, again, extra tents for those desperate as fast as possible. I will send another $30,000 for this. Thank you. P.S. And please convey my love, prayers, and utmost sympathy. I am so sorry. The total donation of $45,000 could acquire $1.6 million in emergency supplies obtained in the United States based on the cost of living in Haiti.
We
With thanks to Haitian officials, United Nations personnel, the Santo Domingo Civil Defense, and Pastor Ezequiel, we also join in appreciation for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving assistance and for the diligent work of our association's relief team. With heaven's blessings, may the Haitian people be safe and comforted in their recovery as we strive to eliminate such tragic disasters by choosing kinder lifestyles that are more in harmony with nature.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
UK Prime Minister David Cameron visits China. Leading the largest British delegation ever, Prime Minister Cameron arrived for a two-day visit along with four cabinet members and 43 business leaders for discussions intended to expand trade relations between the two countries. While there, the Prime Minister spoke to university students in Beijing about the roles of media and law in enhancing a country's stability and prosperity. He also met with Chinese President Hu Jintao and Premier Wen Jiabao. Premier Wen later called the meetings fruitful, and Prime Minister Cameron affirmed, "Britain has a very business-friendly government and wants to have a much, much stronger relationship with China. We laud this auspicious meeting, Your Excellencies, and your nation's blossoming relations, wishing you ever-expanding harmonious ties that benefit all people of China and the United Kingdom."
U.S. President affirms respect for Islam in Indonesia.
Thank you for this wonderful welcome. Thank you to the people of Jakarta and thank you to the people of Indonesia. Pulang kampung nih.
Arriving in the country that was his homeland as a child, the President and First Lady Michelle Obama were warmly welcomed by leaders and citizens alike as they visited the Istiqlal Mosque, a house of worship for thousands of Muslims. The President later gave a keynote speech at the University of Indonesia, where he reiterated a message conveyed earlier of clear respect for the Islamic faith, as he stated,
"America is not and never will be at war with Islam."
The President also lauded Indonesia, the world's most populous Muslim nation, for her spirit of acceptance and inclusiveness.
"Across an archipelago that contains some of God's most beautiful creations, islands rising above an ocean named for peace, people choose to worship God as they please. Islam flourishes, but so do other faiths."
Continuing his Asia tour, the U.S. President went on to Seoul, South Korea, where he is attending the G20 meeting. "Your Excellency, our respectful accolades for your cordial visit highlighting respect for Islam and all faiths. Blessed be such noble values in fostering peace among nations and throughout the world."
South Korea welcomes United Nations and other G20 world leaders. With a focus on improving the global economy to better the lives of millions, international heads of state and other dignitaries arrived for the meeting being held in Seoul on Thursday and Friday this week. Hosting the event is South Korea's President Lee Myung-bak, whose opening address reflected the attendees' general optimism for this significant gathering, as did United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who stated, "I am very hopeful that this G20 summit meeting will be a great success in addressing not only this imminent financial and economic crisis, but also development, climate change, and trade imbalance issues, which will provide a great sense of hope to many poor and most vulnerable countries. We thank all participants and hosting South Korea for your united concern and cooperative efforts. May your collaborative leadership bring bountiful fruits of greater well-being for people in nations across the globe."
Second Russian journalist is recovering from being harmed. Russian journalist Anatolia Adamchuk, who was found injured on Monday, November 8th, is now recovering at home after being treated in the hospital for head wounds. Meanwhile, Russian reporter Oleg Kashin, who had been attacked 2 days earlier, is still hospitalized in critical condition, but is slowly improving. Both journalists had been covering a controversial plan to cut down the Khimki forest for highway construction. With President Dmitry Medvedev ordering investigations and major Russian media networks reporting on updates, the Russian National Union of Journalists is also investigating the matter. Meanwhile, Russian legislators plan to introduce a bill to protect journalists by sentencing assailants with life in prison. We pray for the speedy recovery of Mr. Adamchuk and Mr. Kashin, wishing the Russian government and all societies success in their efforts to ensure the safety of media members as they carry out their noble work of providing the public with current and factual information.
Save our planet. China plans to reduce dioxin emissions. In a report published last week, China's Ministry of Environmental Protection found that in 2009, one-third of 113 cities surveyed did not meet national air standards. In an effort to improve air quality, the government has pledged to reduce dioxin emissions intensity 10% across key industries by 2015. More than 10,000 enterprises, most involved in the manufacture of chemicals, steel and papermaking, as well as garbage incineration, must install efficient filters on their exhaust systems by mid-2011.
Dioxin-emitting facilities must also conduct annual inspections with published environmental reports and updated online statistics. Dioxin is highly poisonous. It affects the immune system and is known to cause cancer. According to the World Health Organization, only small amounts of dioxin are directly absorbed by humans through the air. As a fat-soluble substance, over 90% of dioxin exposure comes through food, with meat, dairy products, fish, and shellfish containing the highest amounts.
China, we appreciate your efforts to improve citizens' health and restore the environment. Wishing your eco-endeavors success and that all nations similarly strive to renew the ecosphere for the benefit of all beings.
Supreme Master Qinghai has frequently encouraged governments and individuals alike to tread more lightly in preserving the balance of life on Earth, as during a May 2008 video conference in South Korea.
In many places, there are already bans on the use of plastic bags. And many convenience stores, for example in America, they're already trying to limit the use of harmful packages. So I think that's a very good start, and maybe we should impose a little more stricter ban on these harmful substances, and then we have to change. Even if the government doesn't, we have to change. The government doesn't, we have to change. We as individuals should pay attention. We should use something less toxic, and we should use our own shopping bag wherever we go to minimize whatever we can, the effect, the harmful effect to the planet. And instead of polluting the planet, the air, we have to turn to, you know, friendly energy and sustainable energy. Just reverse our actions. Vegetarian diet, number one. Green energy, number two. Everybody work together to be frugal and protect the environment and the animals.
Save our planet. Pacific nations gather in concern for climate change. The leaders of 15 countries came together on the small Pacific island nation of Kiribati for the Tarawa Climate Change Conference, seeking solutions for their increasing dire situation ahead of the upcoming UN conference in Mexico. Rising seas due to global warming effects have already devastated areas of some of the islands, and Kiribati President Anote Tong stated, "The message we are trying to make here very clearly is that we are running out of time, and as long as the global community continues to debate, it may be too late for some of our communities. We are suffering already. We are feeling the effects. We don't have the next 5 years to negotiate, so some very firm decision is needed for funding to be accessible and available."
This represents the single biggest moral challenge to humankind. And if it doesn't respond to this, then there is no credibility to anything.
At the meeting's conclusion, participants signed a joint declaration calling for the immediate release of funds that have been promised by wealthier countries to assist these vulnerable nations in adapting to climate change.
Thank you, Pacific Island Nation leaders, for your gathering to safeguard the welfare of fellow citizens.
We pray for your support and for the adoption of fast-acting solutions that ensure the survival of all cherished islands and communities at risk of rising seas.
Save Our Planet, World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, Pakistan Coordinator Mr. Nasir Panwar states that the nation's recent epic flooding was an example of the extreme weather patterns reflecting climate change, and that more are likely in the future.
Save Our Planet. Scientists from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, or MIT, in the USA are developing a process that they hope will result in the affordable and indefinite storage of solar energy for future use.
Warning news. A study in the Medical Journal of Australia reveals that pollution caused by traffic, even at levels considered safe, causes children's asthma to become worse, with pronounced effects in youths age 4 and younger.
Comfy the koala, and this is my sweet daughter Cuddly.
We're lovingly following a compassionate diet. Today, we'd like to share a whole grain nutrition tip.
Barley is a flavorful food, most often prepared in cereal and vegan soups and stews.
It is a good source of fiber, selenium, and minerals.
According to Swedish researchers, its health benefits include helping to stabilize your blood sugar level.
Thank you for watching. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now the weather from around the world.
In education news, the European Union donates $165 million to benefit South African learning institutions. The funds will predominantly be used for the improvement of the nation's primary schools. South African President, His Excellency Jacob Zuma, expressed his appreciation, stating that supporting the educational sphere is the priority of the South African government. Our heartfelt gratitude, European Union, for your generosity and care for the bright youth of South Africa. May all precious youngsters be given outstanding opportunities to participate in the joy of learning with God's abundant blessings.
In cultural news, an award-winning American poet highlights the importance of language to build bridges of understanding. At a video conference with the University of Jordan, organized by the American Embassy, Ms. Naomi Shihab Nye stated her belief that language assists in expressing the nuances of our lives, showing us our similarities. Ms. Nye, whose father was from Palestine, has lived in the United States, Jerusalem, and Jordan. Ms. Nye's work includes Different Ways to Pray, 19 Varieties of Gazelle, Poems of the Middle East, and Habibi, which won the Jane Addams Children's Book Award. Our thankfulness, Ms. Naomi Shihab Nye, for your valuable insights. May eloquent expressions bring us closer as we appreciate our wonderful uniqueness and profound commonalities. Up next on Noteworthy News, approximately 10% of Singapore has been conserved. We'll take a moment to enjoy the lush green plants. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more encouraging news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, generous news for a bountiful world. In environmental news, Singapore preserves her wildlife. The island nation's rich biodiversity includes more than 2,000 plant species, approximately 370 bird types, and 280 butterfly species. In addition, over 250 kinds of hard coral, which constitutes one-third of the total amount on our planet, find their home in Singaporean waters. To conserve its rich natural heritage, about 10% of the country's land area of 710 square kilometers has been allocated to nature reserves and parks. Ongoing efforts are also being made to green the streets and the pathways that connect different parks. Our sincere appreciation, Singapore, for your laudable eco-endeavors. May the exquisite flora and fauna of your nation continue to flourish for eons to come in a vibrant and viable world.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Formosan or Taiwanese entitled Guard Dog.
One boy,气喘喘，对 动物 收容所的 所长 讲， 你 给 我 一 只 狗 加 过 门， 唔 拄 惨， 贼 仔 入 去 阮 家， 偷 摕 了 我 300 块， 伊 含 叫 都 无 叫 一 声。 所 长 随 回 答 讲， 这 只 狗 以 前 的 主 人 是 千 万 富 翁， 所以 300 块 伊 根 本 无 放 伫 眼 内。
And now for our viewers' hotline.
It's very nice. I like these programs. Save the Earth, Be Veg. We have trained. I like vegetables. I love animals. I'm vegan. Please change your food. Su Yang, little girl from Ulsan, South Korea.
Sweet Su Yang, it's wonderful to hear that you are vegan and love our beautiful animal friends and neighbors.That makes them very happy. We wish all youngsters will choose the smart and compassionate vegan way of eating just like you did. All our hugs and love to you and your family.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May the eternal light of God shine on you and your loved ones.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Representatives at the Palestinian Embassy in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, convey their appreciation to His Majesty King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz Al Saud for his gracious hosting of 2,000 Palestinians for this year's Hajj pilgrimage.
Switzerland-based humanitarian organization CARE, which has brought aid to more than 150,000 flood-stricken Pakistani people, continues its efforts, which now are focused on getting safe drinking water to the many residents in need.
Political groups in Iraq agree on a unity government, with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and President Jalal Talabani both retaining their leadership roles and the parliament speaker to be chosen by the Iraqi party.
U.S. luxury hotel proprietor and vegan Steve Wynn is featured on the cover of Las Vegas magazine for an interview with celebrity journalist Robin Leach on the benefits of the plant-based diet, which he says include better health, longevity, animal welfare, and weight loss.
Syrian and Iraqi delegates signed several agreements for their country's further collaboration in the areas of sport, youth, trade, and consumer protection.
U.S. award-winning country music singer Garth Brooks holds a series of benefit concerts in Nashville, Tennessee, with 100% of the $3.5 million U.S. dollars in proceeds going to help people affected by flooding in the state.
In an ion-colliding experiment, international scientists at Switzerland's Large Hadron Collider successfully create a mini Big Bang simulation from which they hoped to learn more about the matter comprising the universe at the moment of its creation some 13.7 billion years ago.
During her visit to Israel, Hollywood actress and animal welfare activist Pamela Anderson calls on the country's ultra-Orthodox men to switch from traditional fur hat apparel and help support support a bill that would completely ban the fur trade in the country.
Britain's Lord Chancellor, Kenneth Clark, Secretary of State for Justice, proposes sending inmate committed of drug-related crimes to rehab. Sending inmate crime proposes treatment facilities rather than prisons.
The governments of Guatemala, Panama, and Colombia send planes filled with humanitarian aid to help several thousand Costa Rican brethren affected by Hurricane Tomas.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.